Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting.
UK2.net, stronger than Evente Americano with an extra shot, able to leap tall tech questions with a single answer. Look, they're on the British Tech Network. It's a bird. It's a plane. No, it's Super Tech Missy. Fighting for technology, truth, justice, and of course, bacon. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to British Tech Missy here on the British Tech Network. I'm afraid that you've caught me at rather an inopportune time. Do you notice anything a little different about me? Anything at all? Anything super different? That's right, my friends. My true identity is finally out, for as I was sitting down to record this podcast, I heard a cry. A cry for technology help, clear across the world. Help me, Super Tech Missy, help me! And off I flew. But superheroes are never late. So it was either change back into my shorts and t-shirt, or stay in my Super Tech Hero Missy clothes for today's podcast. And I feel that after, what's it been, 5 months, that my secret is safe with you. I trust that you will tell no one. I mean, I want you to tell them about this show because I really need you to retweet this and give, and maybe give a lot of, stars and nice reviews on iTunes. But if you tell them my secret identity, I shall become very angry. And just like my friend, the Hulk, you wouldn't like me when I'm angry. So shall we begin? Superhero, yes! All right, my first question comes to Super Tech Missy from George of Worthing. Dear Missy, I hope you can help me. Of course I can help you! Wherever there is tech injustice, I will be there. I recently treated myself to a new computer system. Incredible as it may seem. Oh, George, nothing seems incredible to Super Tech Missy. I've never owned one before, but was excited to explore all the wonders of the web. Wonders of the web reminds me of Wonder Woman, who you could be seen here in the near future. I also bought a new printer along with my PC, but I'm having trouble with it. Trouble, you say? The computer keeps saying it cannot find the printer. I've turned the monitor screen to face it, but it's still saying it can't find it, even though it's looking right at it. I searched for help on Yahoo and found you. Okay, he didn't sing it, he just wrote it, but I can't read that without saying, Yahoo! It's a superhero thing. Please help me. George of Worthing, of course I can help you. I'll help you, but good. George. Now, because I am Super Tech Missy and know all super tech-related things, it might come as a surprise to you what I'm going to say, but trust me, it's true. We superheroes cannot tell a lie. Technology gadgets, George, are much like human beings, mortals and superheroes. They have to warm up and get to know each other before they work well together. And I find that tech gadgets, just like the rest of us, have to be turned on at the same time to get good results. If you're turning one gadget on and then waiting and then turning the other on, how do you expect them ever to come together? They simply won't. So what I recommend is putting them face to face and then at the same time, even counting 1, 2, 3, and then turning them on. I think you'll find that when they're turned on at the same time, great things happen. And that printer and that computer will get along beautifully. No need to thank me. It's what we super tech girls do. Shall we move on? Let's. My next question says, dear wonderful and talented Missy, make that super tech Missy. I like to consider myself a highly skilled computer user. I like to consider myself a highly skilled super tech girl. We have a lot in common. Except I'm in this cool outfit. I've been using email for at least 3 years now, so I know all there is to know about computers. Well, obviously not if you're writing to me, but let's continue. I do have one question though. Can you recommend a good filing system? Hey, there's a tech question. For the last 3 years, I've been printing my emails out and they are now becoming a bit unmanageable. At first, I stacked them by date. But that method no longer works, as the piles of paper keep falling over. That is a problem. Any help you can suggest would be highly appreciated. Snowed under of Norwich. Snowed under of Norwich. Snowed under. When you hear the solution to this problem, you're going to laugh. It probably won't sound like my superhero laugh, but you're going to laugh all the same. What you need to do is take all of those large bundles of paper, so neatly stacked, and turn them into, are you ready? Wait for it, furniture. Those stacks of paper can be used as handy tables, chairs, end tables, sofas, even beds. Now, before you start laughing saying, Super Tech Missy, I think you've been spending too much time outside our atmosphere. Let me explain to you something. I come from the planet Krypton, and on Krypton, we do everything on ice. We sit on ice. We sleep on ice. We eat on ice. And all I'm saying, Snowed Under of Norwich, is if I, Super Tech Missy, can sleep on a bed of ice, you certainly can sleep on a bed of emails. Am I right? You know I'm right. Shall we move on? I say a big Super Tech yes. All right, my last question, dear Missy. All right, let's make that Super Tech Missy for the last time. Just recently, I have been spending so much time away from my husband as I am constantly on business trips on the other side of the country. Oh my gosh, I am constantly fighting tech injustice and problems on the other side of the world. We are finding it hard to keep the romance and excitement going. I have heard people share sexy video chats. I know where this is going. To solve this problem and send spicy imagery to each other, but wanted to know if these were safe and unviewable by anyone else. I am also unsure just how we do this. Can you help us? Tanya of Orlando. Yes, Tanya, because although I am Super Tech Missy, your go-to Super Tech Girl, I'm also the Super Tech Girl of the heart. That's right. Superman and I actually had the same problem. I know, you purists out there are going, ooh, that's your cousin. Actually, on the planet Krypton, that's a lap. So, you know, he was fighting crime on the other side of the world, and I was fighting super tech injustice problems on the other side of the galaxy. And we just had no time together. None. So what I recommend to you is what I did for Superman to keep the excitement going in our life. Everything that you have nowadays has a webcam. Your computers, your laptops, gosh, even your iPhone. I recommend making some of those spicy imagery videos. And then what you do when you're happy with them is go ahead and go to a website called YouTube, YouTube.com. We even get YouTube on the planet Krypton, which is totally great. And upload them. Make a channel for yourself, Tanya. Maybe call it something like something that nobody would know, like Spicy Tanya or Tanya with three X's after it. Something like that that's like a little code that nobody would ever figure out. That's just a super tech tip from me to you. And then post your videos there. Mm-hmm. And then when your husband comes back from a long day, working and he's tired, he can just log on to the computer, find Tanya XXX, Spicy Tanya XXX, and feel like you're right there with him. Mm-hmm. And if you do it right, Tanya, like I did for Superman, you can make him sizzle. I did some that were so spicy that it actually melted. We have a Lazy Boy ice chair on Krypton. And that darn thing just melted down to the ground. So you want to be a little careful how spicy you go. But I think if you do that, you'll have no problem. YouTube is always reliable. He can get it on his phone. So many people use it. You'll have a wonderful time. Keep the romance alive. That's what Super Tech Missy says. Oh, look at that. I looked at the old clock on the Super Tech Mac, and it looks like it's time for me to wrap up. I think I hear, hold on. Yes, I hear more cries for tech help across the galaxy. So I've got to be flying off. But before I do, I want to send a huge Super Tech Missy thank you to UK2.net. They are like all the superheroes. Batman, Superman, Spider-Man, the Hulk, Iron Man, Captain America. No, not Captain America, because they're British. Captain Britain, all rolled into one. They're wonderful, and they provide the bandwidth that gets me to you faster than a speeding bandwidth. So thank you, UK2.net. You have a special place in my Super Tech Missy heart. And as always, if you have any questions, send them to bageltechmissy@gmail.com. What? I'm still Bagel Tech Missy? I wonder why Ewan Rankin hasn't changed that yet to British Tech Missy. Hold on. Let me read his mind a moment with my Super Tech Girl powers. Oh, he's just been busy. That's all. It's okay. He's busy. He'll get to it soon, but until then, send it to bageltechmissy@gmail.com. You can feel a little old school when you do. Thanks for spending time with me. I hope I was able to answer your questions in my super tech missy way. And until next time, I send you lots of super tech love and kisses. I gotta fly. Bye.